My name is Elaine Wilk. This is my story. I have been a pediatric nurse through my whole career. In 1988, I was assigned to care for a four-month-old baby boy who had some unexpected cardiac issues. He was bright, alert, and social. His parents were concerned and involved. He was soon transferred to the tertiary care center in our state for a more thorough workup. We heard that he had been placed on medication and the problem would resolve. Unfortunately, one morning soon after he returned home, his mother went to wake him and found him unresponsive in his crib. He was rushed back to us and resuscitated, but was unfortunately left in a vegetative state. Once stabilized, he was sent to our floor for ongoing care. This was the days of primary care nursing, and he became my patient for the next year, while searching for a long-term care placement, which in those days were very scarce. He had a continuous respiratory secretions and almost constant clonic and tonic movements, which must have been very painful. It certainly was painful for us all to see. I knew somewhere, somehow, there was something out there that I could do to help. Unfortunately, I never found it while he was in our care, and he died shortly after finally being placed in a new facility. But I never stopped searching, and one day I read an article in a nursing journal about something called therapeutic touch, and a light bulb went off in my brain. Where could I learn this? A few weeks later, I heard one of the adult nurses was giving a 2-hour introduction, and I was able to attend. The room was packed, and when she began to speak, I felt like I had been struck by lightning. This was it. My life changed in those 2 hours, and I've never looked back. In every class I have ever taught, I give him credit for one of the most profound gifts I have ever received. It has transformed my practice, transformed my life, and given me a tribe with which to share it. A tragedy was given meaning, at least to me, and I shall be ever grateful.